Welcome to Module 4, Video 8, Test Interpretation for Intestinal Permeability. This is the lab that we recommend. It's the Advanced Intestinal Barrier Assessment screen by Dunwoody Labs. You see here the zonulin in the upper left. We've talked about zonulin before. You can recall that zonulin is that hormone that basically is released in health in small amounts to help those tight junctions open to allow micronutrients in. In disease, however, zonulin levels rise, which allows those larger peptides to move through, which we talked about in the pathogenesis section of intestinal permeability. So elevations of zonulin that we see here can let us know that there is intestinal permeability present. Other things here that give us good information are diamine oxidase, histamine, and the DAO ratio. Diamine oxidase is an enzyme that is produced by the enterocytes. It's responsible for breaking down about 80% of the histamine in our body. The other 20% is broken down by histamine N methyltransferase, which is an enzyme found in the liver. So we can see that intestinal permeability and intestinal inflammation, we oftentimes see diamine oxidase levels fall. As the enterocytes become inflamed, they become unable to keep up with their normal production of this enzyme. And naturally, since this is the enzyme that breaks down histamine, as diamine oxidase levels fall, as you could expect, histamine levels rise. So that's true for this particular patient. In the lower left, we see histamine levels at 1.4, which are slightly borderline elevated. The other thing that gives us information is the DAO histamine ratio. So this basically is telling us how much DAO, how much diamine oxidase we are making in relationship to that histamine. So sometimes we'll see situations such as histamine rises, but diamine oxidase levels rise as well. This is a healthy response to an elevation of histamine. We still want to know why the histamine levels are elevating, but the enterocytes are healthy enough in that particular situation for the diamine oxidase levels to rise appropriately. In this situation, we see that diamine oxidase levels are low and histamine is high, resulting in a dysfunctional DAO histamine ratio. This tells us that the enterocytes are not able to keep up with the histamine that is happening in the body. Now, I want to share with you a little bit about the importance of retesting. So this is information about a patient that before intestinal permeability treatment, she had bloating and constipation, endometriosis, difficulty losing weight. After treatment, gut issues were completely resolved. She cheated on her nutrition plan, still felt good. She lost 30 pounds of weight loss in 6 months. She stopped Lupron and Xanax. So she, at this point, we could easily say that we don't need to retest. We could easily just say, well, the symptoms are good, so she's good. So here again are her before labs. So we see, remember, I just showed you this particular lab that her zonulin's 3.4. Post a few months of treatment, we see that zonulin is 3.0. So what we know from this is that we are on a good track. The treatment is working, but she is not done yet. So we weren't totally expecting her to be done because 3 months is actually very low on the amount of time that intestinal permeability treatment takes. It usually takes a minimum of 6 months. So this isn't surprising to see her this high yet at the 3 month of treatment mark. But what I really want to illustrate here is that if we were to just make this assumption that she was done with her treatment and her therapy based upon her symptoms, we would have sent her back out into the world with this sort of clinical picture. So she still has intestinal permeability. And then as we discuss, intestinal permeability is part of that triad that influences the creation of autoimmune disease. So without retesting, we can basically send our patients into the world where they are basically being set up in a clinical situation and a personal health situation for the possible development of autoimmunity. We can avoid that simply by retesting. This is why retesting is essential. And by basing your treatment stop date upon a negative intestinal permeability test, you are able to then help this patient prevent developing autoimmune disease. In the next video, we will look at treatment protocols for intestinal permeability. We'll see you then.